Morning, brothers and sisters. And please turn to Colossians chapter 1. Before we go into today's message, can you put out the first PowerPoint? I was asked to explain the title I have been using for disciple making.
在这一篇信息之前呢，我想跟大家先把我们的标题说一下。
And one of the elders on the disciple making committee asked me, Pastor, you should explain why you use this title.
长老会让我呢就把这个抬头呢能够解释一下。
I'm using disciple make disciples for the English worship.
我在就是我呢用的是造主门徒的这个抬头。
And actually, I thought about the Chinese first.
其实我是先心里面是有了一个中文的这样的一个说法。
And making disciples, make disciples. I think this is the we all know that this is from Jesus' Great Commissions.
在那个大使命里面，我们大家都知道，这是耶稣要我们做的一个大使命。
And but who's going to make disciples though? Who are going to make disciples?
可是谁能够来造这些门徒呢
？So I thought about we ourselves, we have to be a disciple first before we can make other people disciples of our Lord Jesus.
我想呢，说我们自己。在耶稣基督里，首先要做一个主的门徒，才能够去帮助别人成为门徒。
That's why I put both words together, and they sound the same.
所以呢，我就把这两个字“造主门徒”和“做主门徒”放在了一起。这两个字在我们的发音中是差不多的。
Do they sound the same in Mandarin?
No, it does not.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm a Cantonese speaking, so I'm thinking about the Cantonese side.
在粤语的发音中是一样的，可是在国语呢稍有不同。
And so my point is we need to be disciples ourselves before we can make others disciples.
我的重点是我们自己首先要做主的门徒，我们才能够帮助别人成为门徒。
And I put a little bracket on the second word.
所以我就把那个做字呢放了一个小括号在里面。
Even the bracket meaning that is described from within the disciples.We need to make a change, transformation, start from within first.
这个做主门徒的意思就是我们在心里面心思心意念呢，首先要做一个更新，才能够做主的门徒。
It's not just acting out something that we are not.
并不是仅仅在表面上做一个我们并不是的一个。
So I try to put a blanket, meaning that transformation first, we become our disciples, and then we know how to make others disciples.
所以我用括号里面这个做字呢来代表了这个更新是从里而发的我们首先要做主的门徒才能够帮助别人成为一个门徒
So I hope you understand why I use this topic for my sermon series
所以大家能够了解一下这就是我这一系列的讲到的一个标题
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1
我们大家翻到哥罗西书的第一章
Someone has said that foundation of goals is dreams.
很多人都说一个你要达成一个目标的话，你首先要一个一个梦想。
Once you have a dreams, then you set goals, and then you have energies to drive yourself to achieve those goals.
有了这个梦想，你就会能有一个设立一个目标，然后而努力向前。
I can give you example how they relate to each other.
所以给大家一个例子来看他们是如何联系在一起的。
For example, you have a young girl.
如果你有一个小女孩。
And she's growing up, she has a dream.
她有心中有个梦想。
Her dream is to help other children that are sick children.
如果她的心中的梦想就是要帮助那些生病的孩子们。
So that's her dream growing up.
如果这是她从小长大的一个梦想的话
，So she set some goals for herself.
她就会设立一个目标。
So in order to help those children that are sick, she thought, I should set a goal to be a medical doctor.
所以如果能够帮助那些小女生病的孩子，她首先要给自己设立一个做，也许成为一个医生的这样的一个目标。
Of course, you could be a nurse or pharmacist.
你当然你也可以做护士或者药剂师来帮助他们。
But her dream is to help sick children.
可是她的梦想就是帮助那些生病的孩子们。
So her goal for her is to be a medical doctor.
所以她的目标就是要成为一个医生。
So in order to achieve that goal, she studied really hard. She motivated herself, and so she studied, you know, high school, university, and achieved that goal, right?
为了实现她的梦想，她就努力地从高中一直兢兢业业地学习，一直到大学。
So she finally graduated from medical school, and then she becomes a doctor. She traveled around the world.
所以当她终于大学毕业成为一个医生之后呢，她就全世界的游走来帮助这些生病的孩子们。
And she joined the organization called Doctors Without Borders. You know, she traveling around and help sick children.
她就加入了无界限的医生的这样的一个组织，来四处的帮助那些生病的孩子们。
And then she looked at her own life and said, "This life worth living."
她看到自己的生活，她就觉得这样的生活是配得生活，是配得这个生活的下去的。
So started from dreams.
所以她首先从一个梦想开始。
And she set some goals, and then she achieved it.
然后他就朝着设立一个目标，朝着这个目，并且朝着目标来前进。
So today's passage, chapter 1, verse 9 to 14.
所以今天我们要讲的是哥罗西书上的第一章的九到十四节。
And we would describe this. Of course, this is sounds like a prayer from Paul for this church.
大家乍听看来呢，可能是保罗为这个教会的一个祷告。
And he has a dream for this church.
这个保罗对这个教会是有一个是有个梦想的。
And he prayed for this church as he expressed these dreams for this church too.
当他在祷告中的时候呢，他也在这里写出了他对这个教会的一个远见。
As you can see, from chapter one, we realize that Paul did not plan this church in his missionary journeys.
在我们知道呢，其实保罗这个教会并不是在他宣教的这个议事日程上的。
Somehow, someone maybe heard his message and then started this church in this city.
但是有一些人听到了他的信息，就在这个城市里面设立了教会。
So in verse 9, he said that as soon as he heard about this church, he continued to pray for this church.
所以在第九节他说到，自从他听见的日子呢，就不住地为这个教会祷告祈求。
So as he prayed, he kind of expressed his dream, his desire for this church.
在他祷告的时候，他慢慢就写出了在对这个教会的一个期望，一个梦想。
So I have two points to share with you today.
我今天要跟大家分享两点。
And maybe three points.
也许更多，三点。
Depend on the time.
看时间允许吗？
And the first point I want to share with you is that everyone needs someone to pray for you.
第一点就是我们每一个人都需要别人为我们祷告。
As you can see, if you read the whole book, you know that the church was under kind of attack, spiritual attack.
如果你把这整本书读完，就知道当时这个教会是在属灵上遭到了很多的攻击。
So if you, especially in chapter 2, then you will see some Paul's description. You know, people came in and tried to teach them something that was not part of the gospel.
尤其从第二章开始呢，保罗就慢慢的写到，有些人进来教导他们一些不符合圣经的事情。
So he was concerned, and the first thing he did was to pray for this church.
第一件，保罗首先想要做到的是，就为这个教会来祷告。
As I said, in his prayer, he prayed that this church has a dream for God.
所以当他的祷告里面，他说到他希望这个教会有一个对神的一个梦想。
You see, we pray for each other too, as a community of faith, of course.
当我们在我们就是在这个属灵的团契里面，我们经常的为彼此祷告。
So how do you pray for other people?
我们是如何为别人祷告的呢？
I'm sorry, I should say, what do you pray for other people?
你都为别人代祷一些什么呢？
What do you pray for your children?
你为孩子都祷告一些什么呢？
So what do you pray for your husband and wife?
对夫妻之间你们是如何来祷告的呢？
A lot of time we pray that, you know, my husband will have a job, you know, he's a good husband, good father.
很多时候我们祷告的内容就是希望我们的丈夫有一个好的工作，是一个好父亲，好丈夫。
And he loves me to death, you know, something like that.
他对我的爱是至死不渝的。
And how do you pray for? So what do you pray for your children?
你对孩子的祷告又是怎样的呢？
They will obey us for the rest of their lives.
他们会一直的来顺服自己的父母。
And they have a good health, a good education. Someday they will find a very wonderful spouse.
他们身体健康，学业顺利，然后有一天会找到一个非常完美的伴侣。
We usually pray like that, you know. We pray for one another. Oh, you are sick. Oh, let me pray for you.
我们常常就这样祷告，就是如果你病了，我就来为你病得康复来祷告。
You lost your job. Let me pray for you.
如果你工作失去了，我就为你早日找到工作来祷告。
You see, a lot of time, this is what we pray for one another.
所以这是我们常常为彼此祷告的内容。
But not many of us really focusing and spending a lot of time to pray for spiritual matters.
所以我们其实很少在为彼此代祷的时候，在属灵的事上为彼此代祷。
Maybe you will pray, oh, maybe pray for your children and say, oh, maybe I pray that my kids will love God, you know, continue to come to church, something like that.
也许为孩子祷告的时候，你会说，我希望我的孩子能够爱主，能够经常能时时的到教会来。
But in reality, seriously, you look at your own prayer. How many, how much you pray for spiritual matters for your loved ones?
实际我们仔细反省一下，有多少时间我们是花时间来为自己的所爱的人在属灵的事情上进行祷告的。
We usually just pray for all those matters, you know, job, money, security, love, relationship, all those things.
实际上我们常常的是祷告的内容就是为身边发生的事情，像工作啊，身体健康啊，关系啊等等来祷告。
But maybe you can look at how Paul prayed for this church.
也许我们可以从保罗为这个教会的祷告来学到些什么。
Last Sunday, I preached the same sermon, and after I finished the worship service, one of the young father came to me.
上个星期我也在同样的信息来在别的堂来讲了，有一个父亲来到我的跟前。
He has a young boy about few years old.
他有一个小孩才几岁。
And he came to me and he told me that, Pastor, I'm going to use this prayer to pray for my boy from now on.
这个父亲说，从今以后我要就要用这段祷告来为我的孩子祷告。
So let's look at this passage.
让我们来看看这段信息。
As I said, we all need each other to pray for one another.
就像我刚才说的，我们都需要为彼此代祷。
We go through life together, ups and downs, I get that.
我们大家同经历这样的经历都经历生活，我们有高有低的。
But besides praying for all those ups and downs, why don't we pray for one another about spiritual growth too?
除了在这个上上下下的这些事情上来祷告。
Just like this dream that Paul has for this church.
我们也要为我们属灵上来祷告，就像这个保罗为这个教会的祷告。
So let's move on. He prayed for one another. This is the first point I want to share with you. This is important for each one of us to pray for one another.
所以我第一个想要跟大家分享的点就是这是我们为彼此在属灵的事上祷告是非常重要的一件事。
But I hope you are not just stopping to pray for I just mentioned, you know, work, education, good health, good relationship.
当然，刚才我说到那些具体的事，大家也不要忘了继续的祷告。
So the second point I want to share with you is still in verse 9.
在第九节里面，我还要跟大家分享第二点是。
Verse 9, the importance of knowing the will of God. Verse 9.
就是满心知道神的旨意的一个重要性。
More than a week ago, I was preparing this sermon.
一个星期之前我来整理这段，就是准备这段讲道的时候。
And I was preparing this sermon to share with you with CMC EMC last Sunday.
我就是要把这段信息呢，要跟所有的堂来，包括那广东堂和英文堂和这个国语堂一起来分享。
So it's more than a week ago, weekdays, in my office, I opened up the Bible, getting ready to prepare this message.
就一个多星期前呢，我就打开圣经来准备这段信息了。
So I was reading this passage, verses 9 to 14.
当我读这段九到十四节的这段经文的时候
For some reason, I got stuck in verse 9 right away. I just stopped it.
可是在第九节不知怎么的我好像就纠结起来就过不去了
And I could not move on.
就不能再往前往下面走
I was looking at this passage, particularly verse 9, for 2 days.
我看了反复的思想这第九节的经文一直想了两天
And for some reason I could not grasp what it really means So I just stopped at that point
我不能够完全的了解到底要想要表达的一个信息所以我就在那儿停下来
It happens to me when I prepare sermons before
这在我以前准备讲道的时候也发生过
And to me there's only two reasons I would stop and I could not move on
对我来说，这只有两个解释。
The first one is very obvious. That passage or that verse is very difficult to understand. Then I would, of course, would stop.
也许这段经文呢是非常难懂的，是所以我不能够再讲，就不能够完全理解。
And the second reason is, God told me to stop.
第二个原因呢，就是神让我来停下来。
If you look at verse 9.
如果你再仔细看一下第九节的经文
I'm sure if you read verse 9, you would just continue to read verse 10 and keep going.
我相信很多时候读了第九节我们也会继续就读下去了就第十节第十一节的读下去
And if you look at verse 9, there's nothing profound that very difficult to understand.
好像第九节里面并没有讲一个非常深奥的我们很难懂的一个道理
So my conclusion was maybe God is stopping me to pay more attention to verse 9.
我的结论就是那神就是让我在第这一节来停下来
So I was looking at verse 9 for 2 days and tried to find out why God stopped me here
所以我为这个第九节想了两天仔细思想神为什么让我在这里停下来
So my reason was that I think there's something in verse 9 that I did not see before and God wants me to see it
我想是很多在第九节里面我没有看到的信息神要让我看出来
And I believe it's the part 2 of verse 9
我认为是第九节的下半节
And the verse 9 part 2 is asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding
第九节的下半节这样说愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意
I believe this is the dream that Paul has for the church to fill with the knowledge of God's will
我想这是就是保罗对这个教会的一个期望就是满心知道神的旨意
But for some reason I could not move on so I studied the Greek original language just take a look at what Paul was talking about
所以我因为不能够再往下去所以呢我就又研究了一下希腊文里面这段话的意思
So I was reading the Greek and I tried to translate it in the English that at least we are Chinese we can understand
我又试着来翻译一下把这个希腊文翻译成英文所以我们大家都能够来理解
So if you look at this in Chinese it's a little bit different
所以我能够看大家看一下这第九节的经文有一些稍稍的不同
And I try to give you the English so you will see the difference between what you are reading and what the Greek trying to tell us in original language
所以我就把这里放出来呢让大家比较一下就你看到的和就是直接从希腊文翻译的这个原文的一个意思
As I said, the reason I got stuck, I think, is basically because of this little sentence here.
我认为我就是在一个小句子上被就是被停下来。
And asking that you may be filled the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and understanding spiritual.
就是这一节经文，就是愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，被神的旨意所充满。
I was looking at this in Greek and then I discovered this little tiny phrase in all wisdom and understanding spiritual.
我就是看那一段就是在你们一切属灵的智慧和悟性上这段话。
It can be used to describe where. To describe where.
可以用来让我们了解一下是在哪里被充满。
or it can be used as to describe the manner.
也许是一个态度上。
So it's something about what or how.
实际是要解释的就是是被什么一个什么或者是怎样来的一个解释。
So let me explain with these two cups.
让我来用这两个小杯子来做一个解释。
So pretend this is me.
假如这个小杯子代表了我。
So this is Stan Man.
这就是文牧师。
And I have some water in it.
里面呢有一些水。
So where, meaning that I might already have some spiritual wisdom and understanding.
也许这个杯子里面就是它哪里呢？就它这里面已经有了一些属灵的这个属灵的悟性和智慧。
So Paul's prayer is that I will continue to be filled with this knowledge of God's will.
而保罗祷告就是他这个杯子能够继续被这个属灵的智慧和悟性继续的充满。
Or in a manner, how do I be filled with the knowledge of God's will?
而是用一个什么样的态度被充满呢？
So I can pull this slowly, or I can just pull the whole thing very fast.
我可以慢慢的被属灵的这个智慧和悟性充满，也可以很快的就被充满了。
So my conclusion after 2 days of study.
所以我两天之后的一个结论。
I believe in this context, in this prayer Paul was praying, he was talking about how.
在这个情形下呢，我认为保罗的祷告就是实际上说的是一个态度。
I show you a sentence.
大家来看一个这样的一个演示。
And when I was in Bible school, more than almost 30 some years ago, I took an English class.
在神学院的30多年前，我在神学院的时候，我曾经上过英语课。
And my New Testament professor, the new one came to our school.
那个有一个新约的老师，他是个新老师，来到我们的学校。
He's teaching New Testament professor.
他是一个专门教导新约的一个教授。
But for some reason, he started this English class.
但是呢，他也同时在教那个英语课。
And so being a foreigner, I was not good with English, so I took the class.
作为一个外籍学生呢，我的英语不是最好的，所以我就上了这个课。
And I find it fascinating.
而我发现这个课是非常的吸引人的。
The reason he teach English class because he wants to help students to study the Bible more diligently.
他为什么要教英语？是因为他希望我们的学生能够学习圣经，能够更加的勤奋的学习圣经。
So he will give us a verse and then tell us how to break it down.
他就给我们一段经文，然后让我们把它分解成不同的小段。
And with proper grammar, all these things. So I learned this over 30 some years ago.
所以在30年前，我就是这样学习。
So based on NIV, I put down in Chinese how this sentence should be structured.
就是根据这个就是个一个英文的这个翻译版本呢，这个把它翻译成中文的话，就是这样的一个。
So if you look at verse 9, part B, the main sentence is very simple. We pray that God will fill you.
在这个主就是第九段的第九节经文的下半句呢，实际它的主句非常简单，就是愿你被充满。
So Paul was asking God to fill each one of us, of course, with his with the will, the knowledge of His will. This is the problem sentence right here.
实际上呢，就是前面的主句是比较是就是保罗的祷告就是希望神我们被神的旨意充满，可是下面被智慧和悟性那一段呢就有了一些问题。
This little statement is describe us or how?
这个下面的这个智慧和悟性是用来形容我们和如何被充满的。
And I believe after 2 days of careful study, I believe especially after reading more scriptures, I believe Paul was talking about how.
而经过两天的学习，我认为保罗是在那向我们诉说一个如何被充满的过程。
You see, Paul wrote these books too, Ephesians and 1 Corinthians.
保罗同时也写了以弗所书和哥林多前书。
So if you look at Ephesians chapter 1, we know that the wisdom is from the Holy Spirit.
如果在大家读以弗所书知道是那个圣智慧呢是从圣灵赏给我们的。
So we are talking about I already have some spiritual wisdom, which is perfectly fine because we are filled by the Spirit.
实际上在这个就刚才我说的这个杯子里面我们已经有了一些智慧和悟性，这是非常说得过去，因为是圣灵所赐的。
But what I mean is I believe this is what Paul is talking about.
而下一段在哥林多前书是我认为保罗继续要说的事情。
So he's talking about in his prayer, actually he's talking about someone can speak into our lives with all wisdom and knowledge.
保罗在哥罗西的祷告，他是让有一些人，有一些属灵的人能够对着我们说从属灵的智慧和悟性。
So Paul was talking about, and because this is exactly what he did in the letter, he's trying to speak spiritual wisdom and understanding to this church.
这就是保罗正在做的事情，他讲他将他的所从圣灵领受的智慧和悟性讲给哥罗西的教会听。
We can take option one, meaning that we already have wisdom and knowledge.But this, I don't think this is what Paul is talking about.
这是就是我们本身自己心里面已经有了属灵的一些智慧和悟性，但这并不是保罗所要讲在这里所提的。
Because in chapter 2, we know that he was addressing someone coming to speak to them, there's false teaching. So, we are influenced by someone talking to us, speaking to our lives.
因为接下来第二章里面保罗说到就有一些人来到教会说一些不符合圣经的教导，所以呢保罗在这里说的是要对我们的属灵和悟性来进行教导。
So what I believe Paul is talking about, he has a dream for this church, is to be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
而保罗对这个教会的期望就是能够这个教会能够满心知道神的旨意，并且被属灵的智慧和悟性而充满。
But this can be helped by others to speaking into our lives.
如果这个呢就会力上加力，如果有别人来帮助我们将他们所领受的智慧悟性来教导我们。
A lot of time we believe God speak to us, so I don't have to listen to others.
有时候我们认为就是神已经对我们说了，所以我们不需要听别人的教导了。
And I believe this is what exactly opposite Paul was talking about, allowing someone who can speak into our lives.
而这个呢，就与保罗的教导呢有所相悖，因为保罗就是希望我们也能够接受别人的教导。
So he has a dream for this church.
保罗对这个教会是有一个梦想的。
And he said that allow me to speak to you.
他在这里请求这个教会能够听他来教导
with all spiritual wisdom and understanding
是有关于属灵的智慧和悟性。
So then he said that what is the will of God
也能够知道神的旨意。
And then in verse 10, 11, 12 then he talks about the different goals
而第十、第十一节和第十二节里面他又说到不同的一个有各种还有其他的目标。
So that he said, that's a dream that I pray for you.
So he said, that's a dream that I pray for you.
My prayer is that you will be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
他希望能够这哥罗西能够被神的智慧和悟性和神的旨意而充满。
So what do we do?
那我们现在要说我们怎么如何回应呢？
So what does it mean to have goals for that dream?
那么对这个对保罗的梦想还有一些不同的还有几个目标要达成的。
So he prayed for them.
他首先保罗要为哥罗西祷告。
He prayed that there will be fruit for all the good works that we do.
他也在一切的善事上结果子为他们祷告。
As we serve God in different aspects of our lives, not just in the church, but at your home, your workplace.We produce good fruit, and then we're starting to know God better.
就是我们不仅仅在教会里面，我们还在自己的家庭、自己的职场上面做不同的侍奉，所以在很多善事上结了果子，我们也能够渐渐的多知道神。
But the life, of course, this journey is difficult, sometimes tiring. So he asked for strength.
而这个旅程是一个很不容易、很艰难的旅程，所以他也保罗也祷告，也祈求我们能够在各样的事上力上加力。
And ask for patience and endurance.
也能够欢欢喜喜的忍耐及宽容。
You see, this is a critical, I think in practical sense, we all face this patience and endurance in our lives.
而这个忍耐和宽容是在我们生活中常常面对的难题。
If you have a young children or children are, you know, adolescent, you know, teenage, we really need a lot of patience and endurance.
如果你有一个小孩子或者一个正在青少年期的孩子，你真的需要很多的忍耐和宽容。
But Paul was asking not just patience and endurance, but with joy to respond to patience and endurance.
而保罗的祷告是不仅有忍耐和宽容，还要有一个欢欢喜喜的态度。
We have patience with one another in the church as a community of faith.
我们在属灵的团契里面，我们对彼此有一个忍耐。
We try to put up with each other endurance, try to live with each other year after year.
有时候我们一年一年的也忍受着彼此。
But sometimes we look very miserable doing that.
可是在这个过程中，常常我们心里面是很不开心的。
And when you come to church, sometimes you know you see people are very looking very sad or serious or you know kind of doesn't look really good.
有时候我们看到在教会里面的人的脸上就是看着不是很开心的样子。
That including your pastors sometimes.
有时候你的牧者也是看着这样不开心的。
And so Paul is not just asking patience and endurance, but the attitude, the emotions come with it.
所以保罗在这里不仅求大家祷告让我们有忍耐和宽容，还让我们有个欢欢喜喜的态度。
This definitely needs some strength to do it.
所以我们真的是需要在这个忍耐和宽容上有一个求神给我们力量。
So at the end, verse 12, as a thanksgiving, you know, to God's Father, to the Father.
而最后呢，我们更要感谢父神。
And of course, in verse 12, 13, 14, we don't have time now. Paul actually described the drive, the motivation for doing all these things, setting goals and having this dream.
So in 12, 13, 14节里面，实际保罗解释了为什么我们要有这样的一个梦想和设立这样的目标的一个原因。
So in verse 12, he's starting to mention about this kingdom. But then verse 13 talks about Jesus Christ dying on the cross for ourselves, for us, for our sins, all these things.
而十三十四节里面，他在这里说到，耶稣基督为我们死，我们罪得以过，得以得，罪得以赦免，也说到了，同我们在神的国里面同得基业。
And Paul just to remind the church, this is the motivation, this is the drive that we can have. Because, you know, having this dream, having these goals, and then you will ask, why am I doing this? How and what, all these things. And then Paul just remind them, we are doing this, we are having these dreams because of Jesus.
这三节里面就解释了我们有了这样的梦想和这样的目标之后，我们的原因是为了什么？都是因为耶稣基督。
So,When we have a dreams and goals, then Paul will say, then we are living a life worthy of God.
只有有了这样的梦想，有了这样的设定了这样的目标，保罗说到，我们的行事为人才对得起主。
Just like this young girl, when she had a dream when she was a child.
就像这个刚才说到的这个小女孩，她从小的时候就立下志来。
So she set the goals and then she became a doctor.
而变成了一位医生。
And then she traveled around the world helping those sick children.
而她四处的旅行就是为了帮助那些生病的孩子们。
So people looking at her life, she looked at her own life and she said, this life worth living.
而别人看她的生命和她自己看自己的生命的时候都说她这生过得真是值得。
But because she is fulfilling her dream.
因为她是把自己的梦想得以实现了。
So this is what Paul prayed for this church.
而在这就是保罗也为这个教会的祷告。
The dream is not live a life worthy because this is the result of knowing the will of God.
他就是这个生活就是要的一个结果就是行事为人能够对得起主。
And as we know, once we know, let allow God's will to fill up this cup.I have no longer having my selfish dreams or goals for my life.
就是当我们允许让主能够把他的旨意能够 充满我们的生命的时候，我们的生命中就不再有自己自私的这种梦想。
As you know, when you pour the water in, the space, the air will come out.
大家知道，当你这个你的生命被神的旨意充满的时候，那些空气、那些空间都被充满了。
So our own desire, our own dream, all these things will be just getting out of our lives.
而我们自己自私的梦想、自私的追求都会被排除。
So that is the dream.That's in Paul's prayer for this church.
这就是保罗祷告中他的一个梦想。
So this is the life that he thinks is worthy of living.
这就是一个对得起主的一个生命。
We are closing. I just want to ask you the same question. So, is your life worth living today?
所以我快要结束，今天讲到在这里就要问大家，我们的生命是不是对得起主呢？
If we can go back, you know, back to the past, you know, will you start over again, same thing, or you say, I wish I could do something else?
当我们回想过往的时候，我们会认为我们还会做同样的事情吗？还是我们自己心说，希望我们的选择是不同的？
If we can go back, you might say, I hope I won't spend so much time, energy, focusing on just raising a family.
也许当我们回看的时候，我们说，我希望不是花那么多的精力，把所有的精力都投注在来带养大一个家庭。
You might not say I won't spend so much time energy just try to develop my career.
也许我们会看回过往，说不会把所有的精力都投注在事业上。
Of course, we cannot go back.
当然，我们不能再回去了。
But we still can make some changes for the future and for today.
但是我们能够对今天、对将来做出改变。
So, let me do something new this time.
让我今天跟大家有一个新的交流。
The next 2 minutes.
下面两分钟。
May I ask you to pray?
我可以请大家来祷告。
With this prayer.
就是用保罗的这段祷告来祷告
Pray for your family.
来为自己的家庭
I hope this will become your prayer. Pray that your children, your husband, your wife will be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
就用这段经文来为自己的家庭、为自己的丈夫、孩子和妻子来祷告，希望他们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
I'm sure you're tempted to pray for you know good husband, good wife, you know good children. Not these 2 minutes.
也许我们很快又想要为一个好丈夫、好孩子、好妻子来祷告，但是不要在下面两分钟，我们先不要这样的祷告。
Pray for this God's desire, God's dream for each one of us.
只是用神的这种神的心愿来为我们每一个亲爱的人祷告。
So let's pray, and 2 minutes later, I will ask the praise team and sing a song.
我们大家一起祷告。两分钟之后，我会让敬拜团来，我继续的带领。
Father, I want to give you thanks for today. Lord, we thank you for Paul's prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，给我们让保罗为格罗西这样的祷告。
We pray for the church.
我们为教会祷告。
As a pastor, I also pray for our church, my church, right here.
所以我作为一个牧者，我也为我们这个教会，为我们这个堂来祷告。
I just pray that each one of us will be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
我就为每一位在座的都能够被神的智慧悟性充满。
Because when we are occupied, filled with God's will,
如果我们能够被神的旨意充满，
then we won't struggle with what I want to do for my life.
所以我们就不会为自己的私利所挣扎困惑。
And we will at the end doing all this what God wants us to do.
所以我们就会做神让我们所做的事。
As we look back, we will say this life is worth living.
所以我们当回看的时候，我们就会说这样的生活是对得起主的。
Because I have lived a life that God wants me to.
因为我们按照神的旨意来过生活。
Even though we cannot go back to the past,
也许我们已经回不去过去。
But looking into the future,
可是我们看到将来。
We should continue to pray for ourselves, pray for our family.
我们要继续的为自己家庭、为自己祷告。
Especially pray for our children.
特别为我们的孩子们祷告。
And pray that this will become their main focus of their lives.
所以这就成为他们生活的一个关注。
Is to know what you want in their lives.
所以就知道在他们的生命中，他们知道你要他们做什么。
Lord, we thank you again.
主啊，我们继续，我们再次感谢你。
Thank you for this prayer.
感谢你的祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。